This is The Takeaway. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
100 days, 100 nights, to know a man's heart.
Well, we're starting to know this man's heart, but 100 days of Obama-rama are in the books as of today. If you need to check, MSNBC has a little countdown clock to help you. But nobody gets elected for 100 days. I mean, perhaps FDR was a little worried he might not make it through his first term back in 1930.
The only thing we have to fear is
banking, public welfare, undermined confident credit,
justified terror
of our financial and economic fabric. What then happened?
Yikes. You see, FDR came up with the whole 100-day business. As the Great Depression took hold, reinstilling confidence in the banks, helping bankrupt farmers, the crime rate spiking because of prohibition, stock market crashing, that was all on the president's plate. So 100 days seemed like a good way to get started on the hardest problems the nation had faced since the Civil War. But that triple-digit benchmark, 100, has loomed over the heads of every president afterwards. Nixon even created a 100 days group to figure out how to make it seem like his administration was buzzing with accomplishments. So what could any of us without a fleet of Air Force Ones do in a century of days, 100 sunrises and sunsets? What exactly is 100 days? As a public service, then, some 100-day milestones. Did you know that in 100 days a mother lioness can give birth to a new generation? That's about how long, give or take a few days, for her to have a couple of Simbas. But no indication if she's a good mother. Better perhaps this, 100 days marking the beginning of a journey to enlightenment.
It is here on Mount Hiei that the marathon monks live, pray, and defy death.
In their first 100 days of training, Buddhist monks in Kyoto, Japan, run about 25 miles each day. But at the end of that hazing, enlightenment is still way off in the distance. 100 days, it turns out, is the warranty on the deadly bamboo baseball bat. A bat made out of bamboo. But once that warranty runs out, you're on your own. Let's hope Obama's first 100 days are not like a factory warranty. In 100 days, Barack Obama, who is in very good shape, could walk 10 hours a day at 4 to 5 miles per hour and make it to
Hello, Chicago!
His hometown in about 12 days. He'd be in San Francisco about 48 days later, and then he'd have to decide to keep going and get wet, head south or north to visit Sarah Palin and Lil Traeg in Wasilla.
I so appreciated this meeting that we had.
100 days!
But those 100 days, that round number, seems to really resonate with us. It's easy to understand. It's digestible. A human can eat 470 pounds of food in 100 days. Did you know that? It's the same amount of food an average person throws away in a year. Here's a good one. 100 days into the fighting in Iraq, Donald Rumsfeld still had a few things left on the to-do list.
We haven't found Saddam Hussein, and I don't know anyone who's running around saying he didn't exist. It takes time.
And they never did find the WMDs. So anyone with 100 days to spare and who's really tough can sail around the world like Ellen MacArthur, former record holder.
There were several moments during the trip which were pretty tough. I'd say on reflection, the hardest period was huge storm we had at Cape Horn.
And Ellen even had a month to spare. Well, Obama has lots of time left in his first 100 days. He's so popular, he may even be able to declare an overtime. Maybe it's time to create the 200-day benchmark. You know, some cable news channel has the countdown clock ready. Countdown to August 8th.
100 days, 100 nights, no one man's
heart. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.